This is Mick Daly. This is our Monday night team call. Glad you guys are on, and especially glad that Nicole Fletcher is on. And for those of you who were at the Bluebonnet Boot Camp in Texas in February and who were at the conference last month in California, excuse me, Nicole will need no more introduction than to say that within the first year she was in the business, Nicole achieved the qualifying national marketing director position. That's the second highest position in our pay plan. And on the way to achieving that in her first year, she earned $8,300 in bonus money alone, which is extraordinary. You know, frankly, I wish it wasn't that extraordinary. I wish it was normal, par for the course, but it isn't. And because of that, Nicole is famous. How does it feel to be famous?
I'm so nervous. It's funny because, you know, getting on stage at conference was totally out of my thing, my comfort zone. I like to be at home and be with my kids, enjoy my family, you know, bless them and inspire them to kind of do the same. So.
Well, there's no question, because your fame is only because of your story and also because of your sincerity and who you are. So I hope and pray that you never change, Nicole.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so let's get to your story. In your own words, would you put the clock back to when you were first introduced to Juice Plus and the business and tell us where you were as a family?
Yes, sir. We started Juice Plus last February and basically found ourselves, Juice Plus was kind of a shot in the dark. We were just hoping that financially it could help us. I had had my son in September, and so I had a newborn, and I have a two-year-old daughter, and I was working full-time when I had him, and I just decided I wanted to be at home. And so my husband and I just took a leap of faith, and unfortunately neither one of us are great budgeters, and so we found ourselves in February. Our ship was sinking fast, and you know, our TV was turned off, and one day my son was grabbing at my leg, and he was starving, and so I go to turn on the water, the water's off, and, you know, it was just one of those moments where I thought, okay, something has to give. I mean, we've got to figure something out, and fortunately, Juice Plus kind of popped into my mind, and whenever it did, you know, I had no idea about the bonus incentives. I had no idea that it was even a great business. I just thought, I need to make a couple extra $100 as fast as I can, when the truth was I really needed to make a couple $1,000 for my family to survive. But, you know, every little bit was going to help. And so that's where we were. And so I did have a really big why when I started the business.
So you'd already heard of Juice Plus?
Yes, I heard about it. It was actually 6 years prior to that moment that I had heard about it. One of my friends in Abilene, yeah, and it made sense to me when I was in Abilene, and I heard Terry Luongo speak, and if you have heard her before, you know how awesome she is, and so, I mean, everything she said made perfect sense, but the timing just wasn't right for me, and, you know, a lot of friends are like, man, can you imagine if you had started 6 years ago, and I tell them, honestly, I'm thankful I didn't, because if I had, it would not have been, I did not have a why then, and I really want to encourage people not to give up on someone if they say they're not interested, because you never know when that timing in their life is going to be perfect and whenever they're going to need this business for them. And so I'm just thankful that whenever I did finally decide to do it, everyone kind of held on to that and helped me get through it. So
that's an amazing part of the story that I haven't heard before. But here's the deal. You had a huge why, but it was a huge need. But
yes,
somehow
sir.
You also had a strong desire, because you know, we've seen, over the 20 years we've been with this company, we've seen many a person who had a huge need, but that didn't mean to say that they were going to do this business or be successful at all. So you somehow
right.
had both a need and a desire.
Yes, I think that a lot of my desire came from, it's a competitive side of me. You know, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it well. And so, you know, Terry Luongo happened to pick up the phone. I can remember everything so clearly. February 28th last year, she picked up the phone. All I had done was enter one capsule order, so I still have no idea why Terry Luongo looked through her thousands and thousands of names and found me. I mean, she didn't know me. She didn't remember me from 6 years prior, you know, but she called me and just said, hey, did you know tomorrow's qualifiers day? I don't even know what that means. Well, if you can get five orders, you could be DD. And she, in saying that, something just triggered with me, and I thought, okay, you know, I mean, it's been put out in front of me. I have to go do it. And so I started calling people, and I got the five orders, got to DD, and then, of course, the next conversation was the 10-1-10. And so it was just one of those things. I think, too, this is very important, is, you know, look through the people that are signing up underneath you, because you never know who might be that one that just takes off and goes. I mean, there was no reason for Terry to call me except for divine intervention, and that's what I think happened. But, you know, I mean, she called me because God knew I needed that, and so I was thankful for that. But it was definitely planted that desire in me, and so from that point forward, if they say a number, I get it. You know, I mean, that's just how I'm going to push for the business. So.
Okay. We need to clone you, Nicole, because every one of us on this call would love to have one just like you.
Oh, well, thank you. I have good leaders, really great leaders, and a great, great team. So
you got off to a huge head start. I mean, literally, you got four customers 24 hours before the close of business, February of last year. And then how did you view the 10-1-10 at that point?
At that point, it was a little daunting to me, because if you know me, or if you knew me before, I guess now it's different. But when I started, I mean, one of my best friends from high school was like, I cannot believe you're good at this. That's crazy. It's just not you. You're not a salesperson. You don't want to push stuff on people. And I think what really happened, yes, I had a big why, but when we started to take the product, you know, you do notice how great it is, and you want everyone to feel that. And so for me, I think I was just so passionate about it that I just started talking to everyone I knew. And I basically, the first 60 days, I said, I'm going to talk to one person a day, you know, whether it's email, phone call, or face-to-face. I want to connect with one person a day and tell them about Juice Plus. And so I didn't make it this overwhelming, you know, talk to 15 people, who can you talk to, blah, 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 you know, all day long. It was just, you know, if I can reach one person a day and plant that seed, maybe things will fall into place. And that's what worked for me. And so, yes, you know, gradually it's gotten to be more and more. I've helped my team a lot more. But at first, that's all I did, and it really worked. So,
how did you find the first person to join your team?
She actually, I emailed two of my friends, and I emailed a girl I went to high school with and graduated with, and then her sister. And her sister jumped on board. She was older than we were, and she was, I guess, kind of like me, a gut feeling. It just told her, something told her it was great. And she called me. I emailed her, I guess, probably about February 28th day. I was trying to find somebody to join my team, and it was about 2 weeks later. She just called me one day and said, okay, I'm interested in this Juice Plus. I told her about it, and she said, no, I'm talking about the business, not the product. I want to take the product, but I want to do the business. And I was like, oh, well, I don't even really know about the business. I just signed up. So I couldn't even explain to her anything about it. I just, you know, but she fortunately was just like me, and she was like, well, you know, I see the people who back it, and I think that they're really great doctors and really credible sources. And she said, I'm going with it with you. And she is a runner, I'm telling you. She pushes me just like everyone else on my team. So she's been a great person to start this business with.
So you epitomize an old saying that we have in this business, ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice.
Yes.
You were ignorance on fire, right?
Yes, sir, we were. And we always laugh because I'm like, we are the blind leading the blind. I mean, when we started, there was none of us knew what was going on, but we were signing all these people up. We're like, I don't know, just trust us. It's been really great so far, you know. I mean, that was just kind of how it happened. And fortunately, a lot of people did trust us. But I think if they hear it in your voice and they can tell how passionate you are about something, that's going to help them realize that it's real. You know, it's not just something that I'm trying to make money at. They could hear that I was excited about it, and I think that's what was really great.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us more about your family members on your team, because we saw at conference the great picture with your mom and, what do you call your grandmother?
Pacha.
Pacha.
Yes, her name is Jacqueline. I'm not sure. They called her Granny Pot, and then one of the grandkids couldn't say it, and they started calling her Pacha.
So.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, yes, my mom is a part of my team. You know, you think your family members are going to jump in and join you right away, but that, unfortunately, isn't always what happens. And she was my second distributor, but it took me a full month of talking to my mom almost every day, seeing her every weekend, to convince her that this was something she should do. She was actually scheduling an event at her school where she works for me to talk to him about Juice Plus so I could get more customers. And finally, I just convinced her, Mom, this doesn't make any sense. It helps me for you to sign up. It's going to benefit you and I both. So why don't you take care of these people? They know you. They're going to listen to you. You know, I don't mind coming and doing a presentation, but if I'm talking to your people, I want them to be your customers. And so, you know, she took some convincing, but then my grandmother was taking the product, and she, of course, 87 years old, she's legally blind, and she's taking the product. And one day we said, hey, maybe Pacha would want to sign up and just get her product cheaper. And so my mom contacted her, And instead of, you know, saying, yeah, that sounds great, my grandmother was like, well, you know, I have a lot of friends that really need to be taking this. I'll get on the phone and I'll start. And so my grandmother's a VS now. And, I mean, she tells people about it. And she can't go out, but it's just really great to, you know, see her. She has a sense of purpose now, and she loves Juice Plus, and she knows it's blessing her friends and family. So we also have, you know, nieces and my uncles on the team and aunts. And so we really, it is a family deal now. So.
But it is okay for non-family members to join your team?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got lots of those, too, lots of those. So.
I'm just looking at the picture, the presentation that is up at the virtual office that you used at conference, and this picture of you and your mom and Pacha and your daughter, Jocelyn, is it?
Yes.
Beautiful picture.
Thank you.
But it looks like it's a very working place that you're sitting in. Anyway, that's another subject. Let me move on. tell us about events that you've used or haven't used in building your business.
Really, basically, we keep it very simple. And, you know, I do WPs a lot. We don't necessarily call them wellness presentations because, in my opinion, I just don't want people to feel like it's super formal. I want them to know that they can come to something and come in their sweats, and I don't care if they bring their kids. Absolutely bring your kids, because mine are going to be here. And so anyway, it's just been kind of neat to, you know, I invite people into my home, and they know that I'm going to talk about Juice Plus, but we don't say, you know, I'm having a wellness presentation tonight. I say, hey, I'm having a get-together, and I'm going to, you know, talk a little bit more about what Juice Plus can do for you. I'd love for you to come. You know, some of my friends are coming. Please invite some people. And, you know, we just keep it really laid back. My daughter and son are at everything I do pretty much. They are locked in the back bedroom right now, so y'all won't hear them on the call. My husband's trying to entertain them with popcorn and a movie. But, you know, they come to everything because I didn't sign up for this to hire a babysitter. I did this so that I could be with them. And so it's totally fine for me. You know, it's not the most, I guess, I don't know what the word is, conventional way or whatever. They interrupt my conversation when I'm talking about it, and they steal the cues from the people who come to my presentations because they like them so much. But it's great because my kids are passionate about Juice Plus just like I am. And so I think that that's been something that really works for me. You know, people see that it's duplicatable, and they realize, you know, I can do this even though I have three kids. It's not going to matter if they, you know, interrupt something or come to something or whatever. So.
Yeah, I'll make this comment now. I was going to hold it to the end, but, you know, when people see you doing the business the way you do it, so real, so authentic, so part of doing life, really, they have no room for excuses, because you had so many excuses why this wouldn't work for you, why this was impossible, why you shouldn't even try, right? Did you ever feel that way?
Yes, I definitely felt that way. In fact, when I signed up for Juice Plus, my husband and I kind of laughed. We had a friend in Abilene, one of our very dear friends, and she's the one who introduced it to us. But, you know, every time she talked about it to some, or every time we saw her, we felt like Juice Plus was coming up. And, you know, so we were kind of like, oh, no, here it comes again. And, but what's great is now, I mean, I am her and probably more so. And so it's crazy, but I understand her now. And what I love about it is that there really is no excuse. I never gave her a no, and so she never gave up on me, and here I am, one of her distributors. And so it's just one of those things that, yes, you may feel like you're, you know, annoying people or you don't want to be a salesperson or whatever, but like I said before, you know, if you're passionate about it and if you really believe in something, then there's no reason not to try. You know, it doesn't hurt to tell somebody about Juice Plus. If they say no, then at least they have the information, and at least you are never going to have to wonder, man, I wish I would have told them. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I'd find a good balance between, you know, it's fine to share with my friends. Unless they absolutely say, you know, I am not interested, then I'm going to keep sending them emails, and I'm going to call them again and ask them to come and, you know, keep kind of bugging them, I guess. But I think it's such a blessing for them if they'll decide to do it. So,
so you give them permission to say no, but most of them don't.
Right. Well, I don't ever tell them that they can say no, but I just haven't had very many of them. I just kind of wait for it. If they tell me no, then I'll, you know, I'll politely back off. But I don't think any of them have really caught on that they can say no yet.
Do you have a sales background?
No, sir, not at all. I actually have worked in a bunch of, you know, little jobs. I worked at the school with at-risk youth, and my mom and I have a photography business, but it's not really sales. I deal more with just the client side of it. Taking the pictures, not, you know, selling them the photography or anything. And so I have never done anything sales related at all. mainly because in my mind I am not a salesperson. That is just not my personality. And, you know, I think the great thing to say when somebody says that is say, great, me either. You know, I just really am passionate about people and I care about people. And so I just want you to join my team because I know you're like that. And so I think you just kind of flip it to, you know, do you love on people? Can you share with them? So.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrific. Okay, let's go back to when you completed your 10-1-10. You did that in your first 60 days, and you really just knew pretty clearly you just needed to talk to one person a day until you had enough customers, and you got your friend on board as your one distributor. So you did your 10-1-10. What did you do at that point? Did your sponsor say to you, okay, now we need to set some goals for you to get to the next level? What happened then?
Really what happened was right when I finished my 10-1-10, I finished it April 1st, and they immediately called me and said, conference is in, I think, like 14 days or something. Can you come? And so, you know, how broke we were, but I didn't share with anyone at the time how broke we were. I mean, my mom and dad didn't even know. And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I have a free voucher because I did a trade-off for some pictures with someone, and so I could fly there, you know, whether or not my payment for the hotel was going to go through, you know, that's still up in the air, but yeah, we'll figure it out. And so my husband's like, I think you need to do this. I really do. And so he was very, very supportive. So I went to a conference in Phoenix last year, my first conference, and I don't know, something at that conference just clicked with me. And Kathy Crockett was there at the time. She was my upline. And she kind of was at a place where she, too, was, you know, kind of unsure about where she was. She shared that at conference, and she didn't know if Juice Plus was what she was wanting to do. In fact, I had never talked to Kathy during my first 60 days, or my first 45, or however many I did my 10-1-10, and I hadn't talked to her. And so I met her at conference, and I think, I don't know, it was like just a perfect fit, her and I together, and something clicked, and it was like she wrote down that day what I needed to get to sales coordinator. I left it by my bed. And she put what I needed for senior sales. And so, I looked at it every single day from the day that I left conference until I got there. And it was just one of those things that, you know, from this point on, her and I are running with this, and it's still that way today. So it's just been a perfect timing for everyone. I really do think that it was just all God's plan. So.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You know, I didn't bribe you. I didn't prompt you. I didn't ask you to say what you just said. But I'm so glad you said it, because it reinforces what I've been telling our team over the last several weeks, which is the importance of setting goals, the importance of looking at your goals every day, and that's pretty much what you did.
Yes, sir. I still have the sheet. The initial sheet she wrote for me at that first conference is still in my room on my nightstand, and I don't know why I still have that one, because we've got other ones since then, but that one just meant so much to me, because I told her at that conference, I need to make $500 or I have to go back to work. And then, you know, I got to where I could make $500 and I said, okay, Kathy, $500 isn't cutting it. I mean, this is just barely helping us eat, you know. And so I'm like, I mean, this has to be big money for us. Like, it has to be an income that's a full-time job. And so, I mean, she, again, laid out that groundwork and we went with it. And I do. I mean, I look at those numbers she sends me all the time because it just helps me simplify everything.
So there's no doubt about it. You had the right attitude from the get-go. You worked the system. You did as you were told. You had some great goals. You were very intentional about how you went about it. And we'll actually we can go back to your first pretty much 4 or 5 days when you no your first day when you got four new customers to get you to the direct distributor position when Terry Luongo called you. That's being very intentional. That's also having an attitude that says four orders by phone on the same day, yeah, that's doable. That was the word that you and Kathy used at the training to pretty much summarize the whole thing, wasn't it? Doable. It's doable.
Yeah, and I love what Terry said one day. She just said, you know, I like that our team lives in a world of possibility. And whenever I hear that, I mean, that is so true. I mean, we get emails all the time. I think I told a story about me going for Q. I wasn't planning on getting to QNMD until February, which would have been, you know, 10 months, a year into the business. But Kathy emails me on Sunday night, January the 28th or 29th, something, and says, hey, you know, you only need 70 orders to get to QNMD. If you could get them the next 2 days on qualifiers day, we could promote you out. And so, you know, a lot of people would look at that and be like, 70 orders in a day and a half, are you kidding me? And I look at it and I get off the phone and I just, and they've trained me to think this way. I think they've manipulated my brain. But they, you know, I get off the phone and I start listing out people and breaking it down, and it's doable. I mean, 70 orders with a team when you have 10 to 15 people going for their goals, if everyone, you know, does 5 to 7 orders, then you're there. And so that's kind of how we do it.
Give us the example that you told me the other day on the phone where you had somebody who needed 43 orders on her last day of the month.
Yes, we had someone this month going for sales coordinator needing 43 orders. And, I mean, it's qualifiers day and it's, you know, 43 orders and $500, or it's wait till next month and go forth then. And, I mean, they did it. They just, it amazes me. It really does. Our whole team, it's like everyone is thinking the same crazy way, and so it's just great. But I think if you give them the information and you tell them what they need, you know, they can choose what to do with it. And so I think it's very important, even if it is a lofty goal, at least she knew what she was working for, and that day something made sense to her and she needed that money. And so, you know, maybe her why was bigger this month than it was last month, or, you know, whatever. So that's what I think is really great, is just give them the information and let them choose what to do with it. If they wait, that's okay. You know, we meet people where they are too. But why not just share with them what it could look like? So,
well, you and your team have redefined what's possible. You've redefined what's doable. Most of us on this call, you know, our jaw hit the floor when you said 43 orders in a day, when you said 70 orders in a day and a half to get to Q. But not only did you say, yeah, we can go for that, but you actually did it. You did it. Tell me you did it.
Yes, sir, I did it. I did it. I stayed up till midnight to look and see the numbers that night because I was just going crazy. Because, you know, when you are going for big goals like that, it gets so nuts the last day. I mean, you're calling in and you're trying to push things back and you're just praying that everything went through the way you intended it to. And so I remember the day I was going for Q, I just sat there and I was like, when will I know the numbers? And Terry was like, I think they update at midnight. And so, I mean, 12 o'clock hit and I was looking at my report and just relieved because we're sitting there wanting to see that number. And so I think that's, you know, it's just been so fun. And, you know, we're so excited and every qualifiers day is just crazy. I mean, Kathy went from being a 24 club to being a 40 club on qualifiers day this month. And same thing. I mean, team effort. It was crazy how fast we were all pushing, but we knew that we could do it. And so we're just, you know, it's not a big deadline month. Conference is typically the time we start really pushing for things. But I would encourage everyone to think about, you know, what can you do this month to pace yourself so that by conference, not only are you, you know, 12 club, you're pushing already. Let's be a 24 club by before conference so that you're just kind of maintaining at that point, or, you know, whatever your goal is. And so that's kind of what Kathy, she said, you know what, I know this is the month after conference. I know that it's not a big deadline, but she said, I'm going for 40 club right now. And she called me 2 days before qualifiers day, and that's where we went. And so, you know, I just think that it's really great to ask your team for help and to realize that everybody wants to do it together, and that makes it more fun for everyone. So
how many qualifiers do you have now?
I have 14 qualifiers, and I'm going to try to be 24 club by the end of the month is my goal. So
when are you going to make an MD?
I'm going to be in MD hopefully this summer, but we're shooting for – I definitely want to be there in the fall. That's my goal. So
you are amazing. Okay, now let's get down to brass tacks, as we say back in England. Let's get to where the rubber hits the road. To get 70 orders in a day and a half as a team effort, tell us some of the mechanisms you use for that, like texting and emailing and phone and so on.
Yes, sir. The time that I got that email from Kathy, I mean, the second she sent it to me, it's Sunday night at about 10 o'clock, and so I'm thinking, the sooner I get people information, the better. And so I sat down, and I didn't feel like I could call everyone at that time, and so I sent out a group email, and basically the ones who were shooting for goals and, you know, whatever, and said, hey, guys, you know, I need 70 orders to get to QNMD by Tuesday. This is what we can do, and this is what I'm thinking. Let me know if you're game. And so I sent out to the ones who I knew needed to finish their 5-1s, you need 3 more products, so go ahead and get those in. So-and-so is going for sales coordinator, they need, you know, 10, so we're going to work on your 10. And, you know, so I just targeted each specific person and put what they needed, and I put it in the group email so everyone could see what everyone needed. And then I think what's great about that is throughout the day, I mean, we're calling each other. I mean, not just me calling them because I need it. They're calling and saying, hey, did you get Nicole's email? Because she needs 3 orders, and if you can get those. And so we're all just talking back and forth. We do text a ton. And qualifiers day, you know, we text a lot to each other because we're on the phone with corporate. And so we're texting, hopefully staying on the phone with corporate, but still getting messages to kind of keep each other updated. And it just kind of gives you more freedom to do what you need to do with your time. And then if you need to call at some point, you can do it whenever you have a quick break. But I literally, Friday, I mean, I think I was on phone with corporate. I would bet probably 3 or 4 hours out of the day, literally. I mean, just waiting and trying to get through and pushing things back. And then I'd call back in. I'd get put on hold. And, you know, so there's not a lot of time to be calling other people. We were just texting, hey, I got those orders in. Can you make sure they're pushed back? Well, I'm on hold, so absolutely I'll do it right when I get through. And so that's kind of how we do that.
So the big thing, I think, for everybody to understand on this call is that this wasn't unexpected. When your team members got that email, this was just normal procedure for you guys. We got a day to get a bunch of orders, because most of your team members who you'd help get to VF, you'd help them complete a 10-1-10, you'd help them do a 5-1, you'd help them to get sales coordinator. This was normal procedure on your team, right?
Yes, sir. I think because that's the way I started, I mean, that's just the way we've coached everyone. I didn't know any better, and I guess that's good, like you said, the ignorance thing, ignorance on fire. But we just basically all have the same mentality, and so when I send that to them, instead of them thinking that, well, that's not going to happen, you know, they get to work, and they go for it, and I love it. And what's really cool about my team, just to kind of give you a little more information, is, I mean, I have one person who's senior sales going for Q. I have 3 of them who are sales coordinators going for senior sales. And these are all people who have been in the business less than I have. And so less amount of time, you know, they signed up after me. And so, I mean, just think about the possibility. If you can create 5 sales coordinators in a year, what can you do with them in that year? I mean, don't stop at sales coordinator. You keep pushing them because that momentum is so strong. And so it's just been a really great blessing.
Yeah, it's remarkable, absolutely remarkable. What about your kids? When you're on the phone and you're texting and, you know, all your hands are full, who's looking after your kids?
My kids, they just kind of do their own thing. It's crazy. Our house is normally like Toy City, and there's stuff everywhere. And, you know, there are days that I turn on a movie and I tell them, Mommy's got to be on the phone today. I'm working on Juice Plus, so I'm going to turn on a movie, and if y'all will let me talk on the phone a little bit, and then we'll lay down for a nap in the afternoon. And so there are days that I'm not able to, you know, do a whole lot with them. But what I love about it is even still I'm able to make money for my family. I'm still here. And if they need something and something comes up, I can absolutely take care of them. But, you know, my kids, this is my job. And so, you know, they just understand that this is what I do. And they love it. I mean, my daughter Jocelyn, she's like, oh, are you working on Juice Plus today? I mean, she asked me that question because she knows how important it is to me. And so I think you just have to realize that, you know, if you're doing this business and you need it to be a business, some days you have to work it like a real business. You know, there are days that I spend a lot of time doing Juice Plus, and it's mainly qualifiers day and, you know, a couple days throughout the month. So it's not every day, but I definitely make it a priority when I need to. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of you and your kids in the presentation at the virtual office. And you're sitting there in what looks like a yoga pose. You've got your laptop on literally on your legs. You got the phone to your ear. There's little Gehrig playing with the basketball hoop. There's Jocelyn playing with what looks like a very expensive camera. I'm thinking, Mom, pay attention. No, you're doing your business.
Yes. You know what was so funny about that is we did kind of stage it. Of course, my husband was taking the picture. And so I'm sitting there. It was not staged. The toys were not staged. It was just like me with the computer staged. But when I did that, they totally started doing their own thing, which kind of showed me, wow, this really is my life, you know. But somebody actually called me while I was, you know, staging the picture to talk about Juice Plus. So I'm actually talking about Juice Plus while I'm taking this crazy picture. And it was just funny because it really was the way life is for me some days. And like I said, it's not like that every day. There are days where I get to really, you know, enjoy being around my kids, but there are moments that are kind of stolen or where they're doing their own thing, and that's okay. It's teaching them independence just like it's helping me get my business done. So
it's awesome. It really is a true picture of your true life. Okay. One more thing. Texting. You do a lot of texting, and tell us about texting and emailing invitations to your get-togethers, because I think one of the things that one of the kind of rules in our business, oh, invitations must be made in person. You've got to call the person, then send the invitation, then call the person back. Am I right in thinking that you send a lot of invitations by text and by email?
Yes, sir. We do a lot, and I always feel guilty saying that, because I've been to everything I've been to. I said you call, you take it to them, and then you call back, and I'm like, oh, I don't do that. I text them to invite them. I email them. I send a mass email. I don't even email it one person to one person. I send a group and say, hey guys, I'm having people at my house. Please come over. And you know, at some point, your warm market kind of is, I guess, used up, or, you know, you've got a lot of people that you've already spoken to. And so it does get more challenging the further you get into the business. But when I first started, I did everything by email and text. I don't leave my house that often. I mean, with the two kids and with all the stuff I have going on, editing photos and, you know, Juice Plus and all that, it's easier for me to stay in the house. And so I don't go out and meet people face-to-face to give them an invitation. And sometimes I do make phone calls. If there's someone really on my heart that I think I really want them to come, or, you know, someone who has asked about it, I will phone call them and say, hey, I knew you had mentioned this. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to have people over. But I don't make it a have to. It's okay if I can text, you know, if I text them or if I email them. You know, some, that works too. And we've had plenty of people come just by doing that. So
this all works for you because you believe it will.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one last thing before I open up to everybody who asks you some questions, and I know they're bursting to ask you questions. looking at the presentation again at the virtual office and the one you used in Long Beach, you know, one thing that really struck me was you didn't do 5-1 every month. By my count, you did it March, April, May, June, and August of last year. You got 3 customers in July, you got 3 in September, 2 in each of October, November, December, and then you went crazy in January because you were going for a queue, and you got 7. So, you know, you didn't get a whole bunch of customers, but then you go to the next slide, and you see how your team's customers grew, and those two slides really show a picture of how you were prioritizing. You were putting your effort initially into getting your customer base to there, getting your team started, and then your focus was on helping them to succeed. Am I right?
Yes, sir. And I think it was hard for me to kind of make that transition, because at first you feel like if you have a month where you only get a couple customers, you, especially after moving so quickly, you feel like you haven't done your job. But what I realized was, you know, my paycheck was going up every month, and I was pouring my energy into these wellness presentations or get-togethers for my team, and they were getting their goals, and their paychecks were going up, which was keeping them motivated. And so, you know, I very rarely do stuff for me. I maybe have one get-together a month or every other month for myself. I do most of mine just trying to email and contact people that way. But my team, I do several presentations, you know, sometimes 2 and 3 a week for my team. And in doing so, it's helping maintain that momentum, because all your new people have warm markets. Just think about the people they can reach quickly. And that's what I like to encourage, is let's get your warm market taken care of. And then from that point, you know, we'll really focus on how we're going to continue to build your business. But, yeah, absolutely, pouring into your team is going to help build that long-term stability for your business.
That's right. So my last comment, tell us the wonderful quote that everybody is quoting that you said at conference about the parked car.
If you're a parked car, nobody's following you.
Correct. We love that.
So if you're not moving, then, you know, everybody's just stuck behind you. So you want to be move forward and just believe it, and so that everyone can kind of go with you and run with you. And, you know, maybe you're speeding a little bit, and that's okay. So that's what we like to do. We like to go really fast, and people break the law with us. So
you do. Okay, everybody on the call, Team Juice Plus, speak up. Ask Nicole whatever question is burning to be answered. Unmute your phones if you muted them and you want to ask a question.
Nicole, I was just wondering what your wellness presentations look like in your home. What do you do for your wellness presentations?
For my presentations, what I like to do is I sit in my floor. So people come in, they sit on the couch, and, you know, and I just sit down in the floor. I'm more comfortable that way. I don't want to be standing up in front of them looking very, either intimidating or, you know, imposing. I just sit down on the floor and I just let them, I tell them a little bit about what I know about the research. And then once I do that, I just have a conversation with them. I don't necessarily use the booklets. You know, I think those are great. They're very duplicatable, and I have used them before. But for me, I like to keep it a little more natural and a little less presentation-like. And so I do. I just talk to them. You know, this is what I know Juice Plus does. This is what I've seen it do for my family. You know, how can it help you? What do you see that Juice Plus could do for you?
Does your team do the same thing, Nicole?
Yes, sir. Most of them keep it pretty simple. I do have a couple who use the presentation booklets because they don't feel like they know enough. And so initially, right, I very much encourage, you know, use the booklets if you don't feel like you can do it without. But once you feel comfortable, don't hesitate to drop the booklet sometimes. You know, sometimes it's good to have them, but sometimes it's great to just be able to talk to people and not have them go through such a structured format. So.
You bet. Okay. Anybody else?
Nicole, what do you tell them Juice Plus has done for you and your family? I'm not talking monetarily, but what do you say that you've really noticed after taking Juice Plus?
You know, I very much stress that it is not a miracle pill. It's not anything that's going to necessarily cure anything, but I do stress the fact that nutrition can help or heal any condition or disease. You know, nutrition has the power to do that if we would just really focus on what we could do with it. And so I tell them, you know, for me personally, it was in the form of energy. I was tired. I was nursing, and I was, you know, I had another 2-year-old at home, so I was just running around all the time. And Juice Plus made me feel better. I woke up every day feeling like I could get through my day. You know, does everyone notice that? Absolutely not. But at the cellular level, we know it's doing something. And so regardless of what you feel, you know, for me it was energy. Just be encouraged that you're getting great things in your body. And then I also share with them little stories like my aunt who was diabetic and saw her blood sugar, you know, back in the normal range. I tell them situations, and I know a lot of people caution against that, but people can relate to that. And so I do stress over and over, you know, it is not a miracle pill, but this is what I've seen it do for my family. Don't you want to see what it can do? Don't you want to give it 4 months and just see if you go back to the doctor, how's your blood pressure and how's your cholesterol? I mean, it could be a great thing for you. And so that's what I like to stress.
Okay, that's very good. I just wanted to, I've only been taking it myself since January, and so I'm just wanting to know what you told people. And one other question, if I might, is once you've gone through your family and friends, if you're not doing a party, how do you go about getting those next people if you don't have people to have the party for?
Yes, it does get a little more challenging at that point. What I think is kind of neat about the business is that when you're getting your family and friends, it's when you're getting comfortable sharing the business. And then once you're comfortable sharing the business, then you have to start reaching these people that you're not comfortable sharing it with. And so it's kind of funny that it works out that way. But I was very much on Facebook and email a lot with people. You know, I don't necessarily have their numbers. And so I would send them a message, you know, hey, I don't have your phone number and I haven't talked to you in a while, but you've just really been on my heart and I just want to share with you something I've started for my family. I tell them, you know, like I said, kind of the what we know about Juice Plus, what the research says and what's so great about it as far as that goes. And then I just say, I would love to talk to you more about it. Please message me back or call me anytime. You can go on my website and look. And so I sent several emails like that, and I'll send them stuff, you know, every, you know, a couple weeks, I will send them an article on diabetes and Juice Plus and say, do you know of anyone that could be helped by this? You know, is Juice Plus going to help your aunt or your uncle, or who do you know that suffers from diabetes and could really benefit from Juice Plus? And so I really do try to send things that keep them thinking about it. It's not necessarily directed at them, but it can keep them, you know, kind of interested and create some curiosity about the product.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're kind of talking about something we train on quite a lot, which is the pipeline, having a full pipeline. So you've got a bunch of people who you've been in touch with about Juice Plus, even if only on Facebook. But mm-hmm. every day, every week, every month, you've got a potential to pull people out of that pipeline to become new customers, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of them, it's people I don't really necessarily talk to. I know some people hesitate because I have people on my team like, I haven't talked to him in years. Why would I just talk to him? It's going to look like I'm selling him something. And I said, no, you just tell them, you know, I've been thinking about you and I really think this could be great for your family. So I just want you to consider it. I mean, you don't have to be pushy, you just show them that you care about it and show them that it's been great for you. And so I definitely, Facebook and email have kind of been a lifesaver as far as getting me past that point where I was, you know, past my warm market and kind of done with that. So.
Okay, another question.
I have a question.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, Nicole, when you talked about at school, what kind of events did you do at your mom's school? Like, was it in front of the staff or the parents, or what did you actually do?
Yes, when I did it for my mom, it was for the staff. She invited some of her fellow coworkers. Since doing that, you know, my mom has talked to some of her parents. She has a couple kids who are autistic, and she's talked to their parents. And so on those types of situations, I think that she does it more one-on-one. She tries to, you know, just call the parent and just suggest that this could be something that might help them. But as far as doing a presentation, she just invited her coworkers. She put some flyers up in the teacher's lounge and kind of talked to them that day, and that's kind of how we started that one. So.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
You're welcome.
Okay, one more question.
I have one. If I don't want to keep be the one asking them, but
that's fine. You go ahead.
I just wanted to know: do you mostly, Nicole, just attempt to sell the product to somebody, versus every time try to sell them the product plus become a distributor?
We have an idea on our team that everyone needs to know about the business, and so we tell everyone about the business. Now, a lot of people on our team tell about the business, but they stress that, you know, it's very risk-free and you can make a little extra money. When I tell about the business, I say financially this has been what has saved our family. I am making a full-time income plus some by doing Juice Plus, and I've only been in the business a year. And so I tell them how serious the money can be because, you know, so many of us, nobody knew that we financially were struggling. I mean, no one. If you had seen us at that time in our life, you would have never known. But
wow. In
our house, we were, I mean, it was horrible. And it wasn't like our marriage or anything. It was just the stress of the finances. I mean, y'all, I'm sure everyone's kind of been at that point. It was really, really hard. And so what was great is, you know, I don't want to keep that in. I want people to know that if they need an answer, this can be their answer. And I am here to help you however you need it. And I will call you every day if you need me to. I mean, whatever works for you, that's what I'm willing to do. And so let's see how this can be a fit for your family. And we're great with the people who just want to get the product cheaper. I mean, there are a lot of people who just sign up, pay the $50 to get theirs discounted or cheaper. But we do tell them the potential of the business, so if they need it or want it, they can take it.
I can just tell you are a blessing to a lot of people in their lives, and I can see why you've gotten as far as fast as you have. So it's been
Thank
an inspiration
you.
To hear you talk tonight.
Thank you.
You said that so right. And I know for a fact that Nicole's team has her on lots and lots of three-way calls, because when she tells her story, it gets people's attention. But I think probably the greatest thing that Nicole has is a passion and a sincerity that go hand in hand to make her a powerful force in the lives of those who know and love her. And so on that note, Nicole, I want to thank you so much on behalf of all of us on this call and all those who get to hear the recording. I just pray the recording came out okay. And,
I'm sorry about this part.
Nicole, you are awesome, absolutely awesome.
Thanks.
So we thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. We look forward to seeing you cross the stage in Nashville as the new National Marketing Director, and I have absolutely no doubt that you will. You'll probably be in the 39 Club by then, by the way.
That's our goal. I'm trying to be 100 Club by Dallas, so that's our goal. We got to hit 39 by the fall. So.
I believe you'll do it, and you'll break all records as you do it. That is awesome.
Aww.
Nicole, thank you so much. Everybody on the call, would you like to thank Nicole? Shout it out.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Way to go. God bless.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
You.
Bye for now.